Recorded Books presents Something Like Possible by Mielle Moreland. Narrated by Amanda Dolan.
Chapter 1. 32 days until Election Day. On the worst day of my life, my girlfriend breaks up with me. Then she fires me as her campaign manager. And then I rear-end Mr. Braun's red Chevy Malibu while trying to exit the West Plymouth Charter High School parking lot. "It's okay," my driving teacher Allie says immediately, her leg tense on the instructor brake, like if she pushes down hard enough she can rewind 5 seconds to before my bumper hit his and I'm staring at the end of my career for the second time today, ruined before I even get my driver's license. I keep my own foot pressed on the brake and let my head hit the steering wheel. I want to unbuckle my seatbelt and flop away, except I'm in the dang driver's seat, and in theory, I'm supposed to be driving. Crap. "Madison, take a deep breath," Allie says. The only reason I have not actually melted into a puddle of humiliation where a 15-year-old girl used to be is because school let out an hour ago, so the parking lot is empty except for a handful of teachers' cars. That, and the Chevy's alarm didn't even go off. "When you took this job, did you have to sign a confidentiality agreement?" I ask. "It's essential to identify and lead with your priorities."
"Let's focus on backing up a little, okay? Why don't you try putting the car into reverse?" says Allie.
"Don't forget to check your mirrors."
I put my hand on the automatic gear shift. I check the mirrors. I back up about 2 feet, then jolt to a stop.
"Can we get back to the confidentiality issue?" I ask.
"Please put the car in park and then turn it off," says Allie. I obey before twisting to face her properly across the console.
"Let's talk about what just happened," she says. "Do I need a lawyer present?"
Allie presses her faded red lips together. But not like she's irritated. More like she's trying not to laugh at me.
Which is rude. This is serious business.
"You don't need a lawyer. I'm a driving instructor, not a cop. You misjudged the distance and ended up denting someone's bumper. It happens to everyone at some point."
"You didn't stop me," I'd point out. "You could be held liable."
Deflection is a tried and tested strategy. Allie keeps talking, but I'm only half listening. How could I have been so thoughtless? Nobody wants someone who has already proven to be a careless driver steering their ship. "Jade didn't want you even before," I think. And then I push the sour feeling way down beneath the tires I didn't stop in time. I look out the window at the soccer fields, covered with heavy March snow. By next week, the parking lot will be flooded with the runoff. Today, though, there's no slippery excuse.
"Madison," Allie says, loud, like it's not the first time she said my name.
"We need to leave this person a note, and then you need to call your guardian. We'll reschedule the lesson."
"I can't do that," I say. "We have to do the lesson."
Between the class president campaign and my babysitting job, I have a seriously limited amount of time for these official driving lessons, which are a pain to schedule. Every teen in the West Metro is vying for the same after-school hours, and I need to make one step forward today instead of free-falling backward, hitting every rung on what seemed like steady ladders.
"It's policy. We don't continue the lesson after an accident."
"It's just a little dent."
I lean forward to peer through the windshield at the other car, familiar to me after spending every other Monday last semester on the Associated Student Body Elections Task Force. Mr. Braun, the advisor, always had us walk into the lot as a group. He'd put his stuff in his car before returning to talk with those of us waiting for our parents in the descending dusk.
"It's policy, and I think if we started driving, you'd find you're too shaken up to focus."
"I have excellent focus," I say.
"Sure,"
says Allie. She pushes a pen and a pad of paper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?